Blog Talk Radio.
Aloha e komo mai, this is Lana, welcoming you to another session of the Coconut Wireless, broadcasting from Station Aloha in the Pacific Northwest. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, everyone. What does it mean to live consciously? What is consciousness? What is life? What does it mean to live? We react to such questions by thinking the answers are obvious. I think, therefore I am. Hence, thinking must be what consciousness is. I exist, so existence must be life. To be alive must mean to live. But a microbe lives. Does that mean it has the same kind of consciousness as a human being? A microbe reacts to external stimulus. Does that mean it thinks like a human being? What is the difference between a microbe's living and the expression to live? Instinctively, we know those answers may be fundamentally true, but they're inadequate to meet the challenges expressed in those three questions. Matter, energy, and consciousness are the three fundamentals of existence. But each manifests at many levels and in many combinations of form, life, and being, from subatomic in substance and energy to the formations of planets and stars, from subconscious to superconscious, and to the unity of soul and divinity, from unicellular life to that of human life, of gods and goddesses, and the infinity of the cosmos and beyond. With evolution, the forms of manifestation grow in complexity. That itself offers more opportunities for growth and development. The goal is always the increase in awareness and consciousness. So, what does it mean to live consciously? Essentially, we have to start with the realization that most of us really don't live fully conscious lives. We may think we do, but the slightest self-analysis should demonstrate that much of your life is on automatic without any conscious awareness. Of course, there's the body's autonomic nervous system that runs all the body's physical systems, the flow of blood and fluids, the beating of the heart, the movement of your lungs, the functions of your intestines and other internal organs, your nerves, your hormones, and all the processing that keeps the body alive and that enables the body to carry out your commands to lift a fork, drink a glass of milk, walk across the room, and all the activities of daily life. We don't want to interfere with any of that, but allowing awareness of them is another matter. If you focus your attention on any of these activities, you become aware of them, but you are really not conscious of them. If something goes bad, a heart attack, for example, you become conscious of that process. But perhaps if you have been able to direct your consciousness to the operation of your cardiovascular system, you might have detected a growing problem in time to make healthy changes. Intervening in the functioning of any of the automatic systems is not normally a good idea, but becoming sufficiently aware of those operations through a consciousness sweep could be a lifesaver if anything is going amiss. One very solid and proven approach with many benefits is known as Yoga Nidra, and is a twofold procedure involving 1. Fractional relaxation from toe to scalp, and 2. Projecting awareness into consciousness centers in the body. Fractional relaxation is probably the most effective and efficient system to reduce and remove the muscular tension and blockage that is part of normal in modern life. Blockage inhibits the flow of nervous responses and even our more subtle energies, resulting in everything from sexual and emotional frigidity to extremes in emotional reactions, irrational thinking, ill health, and premature aging. Conscious living goes beyond achieving a healthy and energized physical body. The next step in expanding consciousness is to make life's daily decisions with awareness of their real values and the consequences of your actions. In other words, to live responsibly and not to act on impulse or react emotionally to situations. Do you really need that gadget so powerfully advertised on TV? Are those colorfully packaged breakfast foods really healthy choices for your children? Can you really afford that vacation in glamorous Tahiti? Do you really need to have a bigger house than your relative has? Can you really afford it? Are you prepared financially for prolonged illness or a change of job? Do you have the right education for today's career opportunities? Look at all aspects of your life and see if you are making sound choices, affordable choices, and forward-looking choices. Here's a repeat of some famous advice. Think before you leap. Analyze the potential consequences of any big decisions. Don't just react with your emotions, or for that matter, to physical feelings, hungers for sensation, hormonal drives, the impulse to give the finger to the other driver, or cause harm to someone else because you're angry. Think. Don't just react. Life is more than a game. Don't be just a slave to the buy, buy, buy more system. Live consciously. You are more than a bundle of physical drives and emotional impulses. Use your mind as well. Try to perceive things from a yet higher level that we sometimes call spirit. Act with wholeness out of the whole person you are. Body, emotions, mind, and spirit. Awaken to your soul. And your soul will reach down to bring clarity to the personality you mistakenly think of as yourself. Seek to become more than you are. Be all that you can be. instead of just plopping down in front of the TV with a bag of potato chips to mindlessly watch a stupid comedy or an emotionally disturbing reality show, or going off to a bar for some excitement, choose instead to grow. Study books that will deepen your self-understanding and give you the means to self-improvement that will awaken and empower your higher consciousness and your psychic skills that really are expansions of mind and spirit. We are passing from the old Piscean age of emotion and faith to the new Aquarian age of mind and knowledge. As never before, the conscious mind opens doors to rationality in public life instead of ideological posturing leading toward conflict and wars of fear and hate. Of knowledge based on science instead of obedience to some outdated belief system. Of careers in new technologies in place of old and displaced skills. And in creative expression through arts and crafts in place of just following the other sheep. It's a simple formula of wake up and live. But it's hard to start living consciously when all around you other people are living reactively and thoughtlessly. But this is the new age. It is the age of Aquarius. It is the time of becoming, and for you to be all you can be. Be conscious of all you do and feel. Follow the practice of yoga, but also develop your psychic powers to expand your active field of consciousness. Move beyond past limits to perception and see experience more of physical reality and then to more than physical reality. Consciousness extends to other dimensions, and we become part of the greater consciousness as we experience more of the greater cosmos. Psychic empowerment is the expansion of awareness and growth in consciousness, and thus to self-empowerment. Study the tools and techniques of psychic empowerment. As you learn to see and read the human aura, you are learning a practical skill helpful in daily life. But you are also expanding conscious awareness. When you learn to project the astral body, you are adding a totally new dimension to your experiential awareness to see things from a higher perception and to act upon the lower world with additional power. When you learn such skills as dowsing, pendulum work, crystal gazing, and other forms of earth-centered divination, you are increasing your conscious perception beyond superficial appearances. When you become skilled in reading the tarot, runes, or the I Ching, you add the depth of symbolic meanings to the breadth of your conscious awareness. When you gain understanding of the chakra system, you awaken inner energies to become more than you are. With dream interpretation, you also learn dream intervention and thus become consciously interactive at both subjective and objective levels. When you develop psychokinetic abilities, you are exercising conscious control of your energy body. With self-hypnosis, meditation, and ritual, you are moving from merely reactive awareness to active conscious functions. Remembering past lives brings past skills forward, but also brings forward wounds and repressions to release their inhibiting traumas, to fulfill the lessons of the past for present benefit. Becoming skilled in geomancy and sand reading, in reading tea leaves and coffee grounds, the analysis of handwriting, opens additional doors of perception. All these tools and techniques empower your growth and transformation toward becoming all you can be. All life becomes empowering as you become intentionally aware and conscious of the depth of human observation and experience. Conscious living adds previously unrealized dimensions to the reality of your personal world, extending its borders to comprehend more and more of the greater cosmos. Look at your every experience and see it in greater depth and breadth to participate more fully in the greater conscious universe and see for yourself what lies behind the scenes so that you become an actor rather than a passive reactor. Study. The greater the depth and breadth of your awareness, the higher and more dynamic your consciousness becomes. Imaginatively speaking, instead of a dull gray sphere of partial consciousness, you become a shining sphere of light, transforming the world in which you live and act. You become a messenger of enlightenment. So let's look at developing your intuition. Is it a gut feeling, inspiration, or luck? Intuition is the knowledge that comes to us out of the blue. Intuition is the whisper of your inner, still, small voice. It is a burst of genius, an inspired thought, a hunch, or a gut feeling. The intuitive function is a process of the right hemisphere of the brain. There are different ways people experience intuition. To some, it is experienced as a physical sensation, such as tingling of the skin, a weight in the stomach, a headache, a change in heartbeat or respiration, goosebumps or a shiver, a darkening or dulling in eyesight, or sympathy pains. When experiencing physical intuition, people often use expressions such as gut instinct or I feel it in my bones. Sometimes intuition is experienced as a thought which comes out of nowhere, an intuitive leap. Sometimes it's a strange feeling, a sense of wrongness, or even emotional distress. Some see visions of images that might be literal or symbolic. Visual intuition is particularly important to painters, sculptors, architects, and people like Albert Einstein, who developed many of his theories by visualizing light beams and other images. Some hear a still, small voice. Whether we actually hear our still, small voice, we each possess one. It may appear as a gut feeling, a hunch, an image, a sound, a memory, or even an instant knowing. Our intellect is often so loud, this voice often gets drowned out, so it is essential that we learn to access it and spend a few minutes each day devoted to listening to this voice. When you go about your day, pay attention to what catches your eye or ear. Don't worry about what it means. Just notice. If you are able, jot the thing that you notice down and look for patterns. Don't dismiss those intuitive hunches and always ask questions. What's really going on here? What do I need to know? Then be open for the answer. Figure out how your intuition speaks to you. Then listen to, trust, and act on your intuitive inner guidance. This is an art, and like any other art or discipline, becoming intuitive takes a certain amount of practice. How do you develop your intuition? Let's look at several ways to do that. The first one, choose to believe. The first step in developing practical intuition is to recognizing your intuition. Encourage your intuitive perceptions by inviting them. Get in the habit of daily asking the power of the universe to give you some guidance. Ask Spirit to open your eyes to its signs and indicate the best way to proceed with a situation. A second method, ask for guidance. Pay attention to the signs, symbols, and synchronicities you encounter in your daily life. I like to greet the morning with open eyes, open ears, and an open heart, seeking to hear the voice of my guides and see the magic at work in my daily life. Here's the third way. Sense the changes or responses of your body. Pay close attention to all parts of your body until you notice reactions happening within. Then, continue to strengthen your awareness of those areas and learn what the feelings mean. Listen to your body. An ache, a tightening or pulling away, is an indicator of things not being right, or a no answer. While expansion, tingling, and relaxation is usually a yes answer. And a fourth way is to meditate. It quiets the mind and increases your vibration, both necessary for increased intuition. Ask your question, then wait quietly to see what emerges. I practice daily meditation to connect with my higher self, spirit guides and to open my heart to the sacred. The practice of meditation and learning to work with your chakras will greatly improve your efforts. All right, here is an easy exercise. Let's do this together. Sit in a quiet room and allow your mind to become as a blank. Relax as you slowly and deeply inhale and then exhale. Visualize a giant blank screen as you breathe. As you relax, see the curtain before the screen draw back. Now, mentally ask a question. Take note of any images or sounds or feelings you experience. You will either hear the answer, see it in your mind's eye, get a feeling about the answer, or else simply know the answer. Keep a journal of your findings and note any recurring patterns. Patterns are one way to decipher our intuitive voice. When I was younger, I experienced a pain in my left arm, right above my elbow, and that always meant no. Now I hear words and small phrases inside my mind. Ah, here's a fifth way to connect with your intuition. Listen to your dreams. Ask a question about something before going to sleep. Pay attention to the first thought in your head right after waking up. Pay attention to your dreams. Dreams are your intuition at work, and the first step is dream recall, or remembering your dreams. If you have difficulty remembering your dreams, as you close your eyes each night, affirm that you will remember. Repeat your affirmation out loud several times as you drift to sleep. Keep a journal by your bed and take notes the moment you wake up. Often, it is easier to remember dreams in the first few minutes after waking, when your awareness hasn't become fixed into its normal patterns of perception. Reread your notes later in the day to help bring as much of your dream memories as possible into your normal waking awareness. Words, even short sentences, it's enough. Take notes the moment you wake up. Often, it is easier to remember dreams in the first few minutes after waking, when your awareness hasn't become fixed. I repeat that because that is one thing everyone misses. Take note. As you remember your dreams more, make special note of the symbols that appear in them. People, animals, objects, places. Write down the symbols that seem to be the most powerful for you, those that evoke the strongest feelings, and those that keep reappearing in your dreams. Explore their meanings. So how do we decipher our intuitive messages? While yes and no answers are simple to apply, I often feel a no and a sudden ache in my arm, my right arm, and a yes or a light tingling in my left. Discovering the meaning of a single word or phrase can be a challenge. Get familiar with the ways your intuition works. It is important to become familiar with the sensations your intuitive nudges create in your body. When you are tuning in, are you noticing any aches? Any sense of lightness? Constriction? When you think of one choice or another, how does your gut feel? Do you get any sensations of tightness, queasiness, or excitement? Over time, you'll notice that you get very distinct reactions in your gut that tell you when something is good or bad. Practice makes perfect. And here are some specific exercises to increase your confidence and your ability to tap into psychic guidance. Relaxation exercise is one. Try this. Sit up straight and take a few slow, deep breaths. Feel the muscles in your forehead relax. Relax your cheek muscles. Relax your jaw muscles. Let it hang. Relax the back of your neck. Feel the tension drain down your shoulders as you release your upper arm muscles, allowing them to drop down. Relax your lower arms and feel the tension releasing out of your fingers. Relax your chest and upper back. And as you do, release with a sigh, with an exhale. Feel the tension draining as you relax the muscles in your lower back and your stomach. Relax your upper thighs and allow the tension to drain down your legs. Relax the calves, the upper foot, and now the soles of your feet. Feel the tension draining out of your feet and into the floor. Now take a slow, deep breath. And ask your question out loud. Wait quietly for a few minutes. If your answer doesn't come, then be receptive throughout the day. It might even come to you in your dreams that night. Okay? Try this clearing exercise as well. Sit up straight and take a few slow, deep breaths. Ask your guides or spirit to be present and give you an obvious sign so that you may know the answer. Now, visualize a golden light beaming above you, filling your crown chakra. See this cool, clear light swirling down your throat, past your heart, and into your stomach. Now visualize the golden light expanding throughout your body, to the tips of your fingers, down to the tips of your toes, until it expands past the boundaries of your body to rejuvenate your glowing aura. Hold this image for a few breaths, knowing that all negativity has been cleared away and replaced with light. Now, take a slow, deep breath and ask your question out loud. Wait quietly for a few minutes. If your answer doesn't come, then be receptive throughout the day. And again, remember that your answers might even come to you in your dreams that night. Enjoy these exercises and ideas about developing your intuition. And enjoy a magical day.